Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the
Morning. Big happenings this weekend.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that One Direction concert.
No.
Gotta get ready.
No, not that one.
Well, you are going to get ready for that One Direction concert.
We are going to the house that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad
in it. That's right.
Can I pre-repent for my sins?
Sure, you could do that before, but you probably have so many.
Pre-pent.
No, I mean, can I pre-pent Sunday morning for what I will do Sunday night?
I don't know if you're allowed to cover your bases like that. Is it really repenting if you're going to do it anyway?
I don't know.
That's a question for Reverend Raspberry.
Well, he's not a reverend. My daddy is, though, starting a Sunday school class. Mm-hmm. Now, in the past, he was head deacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he did lead the bus ministry at our previous church in Florence, South Carolina. Yeah. Yes, the bus ministry would go out and pick up children and bring in the Sunday school on Sunday
mornings. Your brother, too, right?
My brother is an area pastor. Yes, he is. So we love the Lord at the Raspberry House.
And
my father is starting his own Sunday school class this Sunday. He's invited everybody in this room.
Yes.
You keep looking at me. Nope. I'm going to be there.
I know. I'm looking at all of you. I just happened to land on you.
Well, Kelly, I mean, we got official letters, invitations with RSVPs in them.
Oh,
so
man,
who has RSVP'd out of...
Big Al RSVP'd, yes, for him and Dr. Girlfriend. Thank you for that. And he's also coming to the pre-Sunday school breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Jenna RSVP'd. I'm not really sure if you're bringing a guest, but you are welcome to do so.
What do you think?
I mean, you can bring your girlfriend or something, too.
That's
I know
too
you're
soon, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, you realize.
Your friend.
You realize.
You have any friends?
Too soon.
You realize.
I didn't mean boyfriend.
Man.
Everybody knows you bring boyfriends and girlfriends.
That's how you just stick the dagger in there and twist it around and make a little crater right
Jenna,
there.
Jenna, I am sorry for Kelly's.
Right there in the heart.
I wasn't thinking that at all. Are you going to not come now?
No, I'm going.
Okay, thanks. You were the first one to say, yes, I'll be there, and my daddy really appreciated that.
You know what, Jenna? They say church is an excellent place to pick up a man.
Yeah. Well, it hadn't worked for me. I didn't pick up nobody at church.
No, I'm not going to church.
Shannon says she's coming.
Yeah. Shannon's the most excited out of anybody.
Is she?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's getting a new outfit, right?
Are you bringing anybody, Shannon?
Well, I was going to see if maybe I could borrow the Matt bus.
Sure.
And maybe stop and pick people up on the way.
That would be an extension of my father's bus ministry.
To the Lord's house.
Isn't that what Al was going to do for my turn day when we were trying to do that a couple years ago?
That's cool. Yeah, my bus is your bus. So if you want to borrow the Matt bus, that's fine.
Thank you.
I just need to have a head count so we order enough biscuits.
Yeah, we got to get some milk.
Well, they don't need food. It's okay.
Okay. If you come in for breakfast, come at 8:45. Sunday school starts at 9:15.
Mine's a tentative.
Let's get to JC.
Yeah, JC is not committed. He just can't go there. I don't know if it's a problem with religion in general.
No.
Church or churches, not the
religious establishments.
But I can remove my feelings, you know, about whatever they may be or wherever I stand because it's important to you and your father personally.
Right. That's what I'm leaning towards. It's because
you're
it's
leaning
for you.
Towards going
it's,
now.
It's for you, Kelly, and your dad. I like you both very much.
I really appreciate it.
I'm leaning towards going. It's going to be a surprise when I show up, and that way you guys can genuinely be happy.
Well, I'll tell them to order an extra biscuit just in case you show up.
But I'll most likely be coming.
Is there a buffer time, a buffer period of time that a person should have between leaving church and drinking mimosas?
I don't think there is anything in the Bible that says that.
So you
use your own discretion.
Because sometimes, you know, I feel kind of guilty. Like, I leave church, and I'm still got my church clothes, and I stop by and have brunch.
A lot of people do that.
And start drinking like Bloody Mary.
I think it's more about drinking to excess than drinking.
Yeah.
I think it's more about the excessive part.
Now, if you're pre-partying and drinking before church,
you don't show up.
Don't show up
with a buzz.
So this is a school? This is a class?
Oh, you guys didn't get... I left Kelly off the email. You didn't get my email about the pre-gaming at my place?
Do a shot before...
No.
Oh, I can't even say
pre-party for Bible class.
I actually have a Power Hour playlist that I made with Bible songs.
Yeah.
Dude,
there's actually a gospel station on the radio. You can listen to it on the way
on
to
the
church,
way.
And you can get, you know, like in the spirit.
Because you don't want to listen to all that dirty hip hop, you know.
Not on the way to church.
Not on the way.
Or at least turn it off when you're pulling in the parking lot, because we can hear it through your car windows.
One time I was going to my church, true story, JC, and I saw two girls I had seen the night before with the same clothes on. They left the club in.
Were they in your car with you?
They were not in my car.
He invited them at the club. He invited them to church.
They showed up. Yeah, they showed up.
And
they're,
that's cool. I mean, and give them credit. They showed up in their club car.
Like, it's like the walk of shame to church. I mean,
but they showed up.
But they showed up.
But you know what? That's who needs church.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Can we make a pact?
What?
Amongst each other, please.
What?
I've not gone to church in a very long time.
Okay. What are you going to wear, Shannon?
I don't know.
What do we wear to Bible study, Kelly?
She said we can wear
anything.
It's more casual than it used to be.
This church is more casual than the one I grew up in, where they requested ladies to wear dresses.
What about jorts?
Lord is not concerned.
I wouldn't wear
jorts.
I think that might be pushing
it.
No.
Kind of like awkwardly long jorts?
Like capris or something?
I mean, you still want to look good.
Bermudas?
You know?
Jesus is watching.
Can I wear my Jesus?
I just want to be presentable. My whole thing is this. Some people dress better for a job interview than they go sit in the house of the Lord.
Right.
So I'm not saying you have to wear, you know, your finest suit, but at least clean up a little bit and look decent.
My Jesus is my homeboy shirt? No?
I would not think that's appropriate. No.
Well, they were pretty cool back in the day.
Let's don't do that. And don't wear the T-shirt with the necktie, like, imprinted in it. That's probably not.
Don't do that one.
Yeah.
Shannon, you're wearing your evening gown.
I'm not going to wear an evening gown.
It has not gone to the cleaners. Since last time I wore it. I'm not going to do that.
There's a rumor around the office that Shannon said she was going to wear her I Love Beavers shirt.
I thought it was Bieber.
With the hat on.
She wouldn't do that.
No,
she respects my father.
I texted your daddy the other day, and I said, thank you for including me and inviting me to your group. I appreciate it, and I look forward to it. Love you. And he said, you made my day.
Aww.
And I love you too. Look forward to seeing you.
But since then, I've lost
so much sleep because I've convinced myself that your dad thinks that I need Jesus the most. Because
out of all the people
he could have invited, he invited me.
He invited so many.
Shannon, breathe.
Does he think that I need Jesus because he wants me to be on the straight and narrow path?
Okay, stop,
does he
breathe.
Think that, but when you say straight.
Does he think that I'm the stupidest in class and that he can teach me all these things about Jesus?
How did you turn being invited into a negative? You were so positive about it, and now you're negative.
And that y'all are going to walk out thinking that I'm dumb because I don't know Jesus as well as I should know Jesus because I dropped out of church when I was 4 because I couldn't stay awake through it because I was Catholic, and it's so much work that it just wore me out.
Slow down.
Has she taken a breath yet?
Slow down.
I'm going to give you a pass on church Sunday if you don't want to come. It's fine.
It might be wise.
We'll get you next
time.
Your daddy really wants you. You might need a private session.
You're making me nervous.
You need a private session.
I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
I feel like I should lighten the mood. Just don't judge me if I don't get any of the answers right.
It's not a Q&A. If I fail the standardized test.
It's Bible.
Just don't judge me.
Just talk about life and stuff.
Just don't tell anybody.
It's Bible study. You're studying.
Daddy's got a lesson. I believe he's preaching out of the book of Ephesians.
See? Right. Ephesians.
I think it's Ephesians.
They sell it at Half Price Books.
I got a cousin named Ephesians.
The Bible is at Half Price Books.
Can you get it on your iPhone?
You can get the Bible on your iPhone. Yes.
Yeah. Can you please spell Ephesians?
E-P-H-E-S-I-A-N-S.
Yeah. So we got to look it up.
There you go.
By the way, Al.
Yo.
What do you call it when Batman skips out on church?
I don't know.
You give up? Good. Yeah. Christian Bale.
That's good. That's a good one, JC.
That's pretty funny. That was funny.
Can Daddy steal that for Sunday morning?
Mr. Jerry Raspberry, you sure can steal that joke.
Well, I appreciate JC.
You won't be there to tell it.
Right.
Tentatively.
I think JC will come. You don't want to be left out. This is also a show bonding experience.
Who can I sit next to?
Thanks.
I mean, we've never been to church together. I've been to church with you where you came
up.
Yeah,
I went to church with Al before.
Wait, so we're going to go to church together and we're going to go to One Direction concert together?
Yeah. Later that night.
We go together.
Who can I go with to that? Because I didn't get tickets.
You can be a Christian and still do fun stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people think being a Baptist and being a Christian, you just have to do boring stuff all the time.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, that's a lot of FaceTime for us together. A lot.
Oh, I'm going to be hanging out with Harry, so I don't know what you guys are doing at the concert.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Shut up and drive. Yes, we've teamed up with Cooper Tire for Road Trip Roulette.
You know, it's almost Labor Day, and if you're planning a trip, hit up roadtrippers.com and click on Cooper Tire's 100 Minutes from Home page for a list of fun attractions right in your backyard.
Want to score some free gas? Well, they do, too. They want you to score $250, $250 gift card from Cooper Tire for gas. You can do it every day next week. Just listen at 7:30 Central to play Road Trip Roulette.
Yeah, one winner next week's also going to score a $500 gas card, a new set of Cooper tires, an iTunes gift card, designer sunglasses. I lost my designer sunglasses.
Oh, I'm going to air this contest.
I need new tires.
Also, a Yeti cooler and more.
So be sure to play starting Monday at 7:30 Central. It's Road Trip Roulette with Cooper Tire. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go.
Oh, I did it better.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Kelly.
I did it
know.
So much better.
I don't know.
Did it better.
I'm more enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Come
Kelly
on.
Did it way better.
Come on.
No.
Let's go.
I was excited.
Yeah, they were casting the commercial. They would have gone with Kelly.
Life's a road trip. Come on. Let's go.
Now you're forcing it.
No. Yeah, you're forcing it. Yeah.
I thought it was good.
No.
Well, I know one thing you're not going to force.
What?
I am so nervous right
your
now
enthusiasm.
And excited. I got to pee. I'm so excited.
Yeah, JC has no idea.
No idea.
And see, man crushes or something.
So what do I do?
I look back over the notes, and it's true. He was always scheduled to be on the phone. I'm sorry. I would love to have you meet face.
He got so excited thinking he was in studio.
That's probably better.
I'd love to have you meet face to face, but you'll have to settle with hearing the sound of this man's voice.
Okay. Mm. That's a man.
JC on the phone right
man
now.
It's your man crush.
Yeah. Your newest man crush. The author of your favorite book, Red Rising, Pierce Brown.
Hey, Pierce.
Hi, JC. How are you?
Hey. Remember I wrote you on Twitter?
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you do not, Pierce.
Okay.
It's not even Man Crush Monday, but I thought I had to call in.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how did you hear that JC has been? Because he's been raving about your book, and we've been on a lot of work trips lately. He just read this book, and this is all he's been talking about. How did you hear that he was a big fan?
Well, I think I heard through a producer that Nick called me up and said that he might have a little bit of an infatuation. And I said, hey, I remember listening to JC as a kid when I was in Dallas because I used to grow up in Highland Park and listen to Kid Craddock in the morning. So I thought it would be a good idea to call in.
JC finally got the I used to listen to you when I was a kid call.
Yeah, how you feeling, big guy?
Happened.
I don't care.
How you feeling, big guy?
That means Pierce and I could be friends.
No, that means you're old enough to be his father.
So. Yeah, that's actually the call. JC, something to tell you.
Yeah.
You may be my dad.
Okay, so will you fill us in? Because we haven't read it. Now I have to read it.
You have
book,
to.
But tell us.
JC loves it so much, he read it twice. He loves it. He only reads, this is JC in his book reading experience. He only reads on planes. So it takes him sometimes 2 or 3 years to finish a book
because
he doesn't fly that much. But your book, he actually read off the plane.
Red Rising. Give the man a plug.
Red Rising.
Yeah now, just you've been saying things like this is the next Twilight or next, what did
like
you say?
Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Because it's a trilogy, right, Pierce?
It's a trilogy, yeah. So we're certainly hoping it gets that popular. And it's amazing to be compared at this point because it's only been out for about 6 months. But it's about a young man in a society that has spread across the solar system.
Darrow.
And has begun oppressing people. And people are color-coded. So you have golds who rule the society, who have gold eyes and stand about 7 feet tall.
That's what you want to be.
And you have reds at the bottom of the society who are about 5'5". And what they do is they mine and are subjected to physical labor.
Yeah.
And kept in oppression. And it's about a young man of the red caste rebelling against the golds. And all the colors in between.
It is so,
I'm sorry. Pierce, we didn't hear a word you said because we just saw your picture. Jenna and I are like,
Pierce, why are you in studio? You're hot. Are you single?
He's explaining the dang book.
But he's cute. Matt,
hey, we're being serious here.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah, gold people, red people,
but he's good with words.
Yeah.
Kelly.
I would love to come to studio next time I'm in Dallas.
And
but,
Pierce, you have piercing blue eyes.
Let the man talk about Darrow and his red crew and how he's going to take over the world.
Pierce, where do you live?
Hey, they're fangirling. That's okay.
Okay.
He doesn't mind.
Pierce, I wanted to, because here's the thing. I'll admit to this.
Yeah.
After I read the book the second time,
I love you. You're awesome.
I was like, man, this guy is the first person that has actually hooked me with a book ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, because guys like you don't read books.
So I looked them up and I found your Twitter. And I literally wrote out what I was going to write to you. And I know, Al, stop looking at me like
Wait
that.
Wait a minute. You did what?
Because this is an author. You got to... He knows how to tell a story, and he writes so elegantly.
He's a wordsmith.
And I want it to stand out, because I'm sure a lot of people that are reading the book are trying to get at at Pierce. So I wrote like so many different tweets that would catch his attention that I made my wife so mad that the like the 10th one I read to her, she walked over to my computer and just hit send. And
that's pretty much exactly like my dating game, because I will type out like 10 different texts to a girl, and my friend will be like, okay, just send it, just click it over my filter. So I know the feeling.
But you're a professional writer. You can't come up with something good.
The problem is there are too many things. You're trying to be clever, and you're always trying to be too clever.
Yeah, you overthink it. Yeah.
Yeah, then you're trying too hard. Then you're making jokes on things you've already written, and you're forgetting that, and then you're just coming across as a weird dude.
Yeah.
Which is not the best thing.
Now, Pierce, we're talking with Pierce Brown, who is probably the best author in the world right now. he wrote the book Red Rising. And
apparently that's second to the Bible, according to JC.
Right. Is there going to be a movie made out of this in the near future?
So, yeah, we sold the movie rights to Universal in January, and I wrote the screenplay for the movie. And Mark Forster, the director of World War Z, Quantum of Solace, Finding Neverland, is attached to direct.
Okay.
And he's a good friend. He's excited about it, and it's the biggest movie he's attached to, so we're really excited about the going forward.
Wait, and you're athletic?
Yeah.
Where did they make you?
They made him on Mars.
We're playing your Ice Bucket Challenge right now, and you're after your run.
No, the Ice Bucket Challenge, so I did it from at my apartment, and my buddy dumped the ice on me from the second story. And kind of picked up some speed, but it was fun. We bounced around the country a bunch when I was raised. So I was like raised half in like the woods, and then like half in the city. So I had to be like outside all the time.
Isn't he so cool?
He's the perfect man.
Wait, Pierce, 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 come on right now. What are your flaws?
He's got none.
I can't play basketball.
Okay.
Can buy tickets courtside.
I will do that.
Oh, my God.
First of all, this is my surprise.
Well, we're
You're
just,
married.
You know what?
I can be friends. Pierce, can I ask you just a question for me, for the people that have written the book?
Sure. Go ahead.
What character would best describe me in your book?
Oh, my God.
What
color would you be?
No, not what color. What character? Because I want I pictured myself as a character, and I want to see
What color do you think you'd be?
Well, I'd want to be a gold.
Well, what would you be, though?
I'd probably be a red.
He couldn't be a gold. He's too nice to be a gold.
Or a brown.
Because the gold is these vindictive assholes.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
But anyway, you'd probably be, I'd say you'd either be Roke because your inner kindness and charisma, or you'd be Sevro.
That's what I thought!
Gosh, you're geeking more than like if you met Tom Brady right now. Yeah, I love this so much.
Right.
It's awesome.
Because Daryl loves Roke, too.
Oh, wow.
What's that?
Then Daryl loves Roke.
Daryl does love Roke.
Daryl's the main character.
There's some bromance there.
Well, I'm sold.
I'm going to get
the trilogy. I'm going to read it.
I want to be one of the people who gets in on it early. Jason,
right.
You win. You got in on it first.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be,
you can't be jumping on a bandwagon a couple of years from now.
Right.
The second book comes out, Golden Sun comes out in January.
Yeah, can I get it early?
Maybe, actually.
An autographed copy, JC.
You know, they only have about 100, maybe 120 of the early release books, so I'll see what I can do to get you one.
In fact, I'd rather you read the book, and then that way put it on CD so that you can just read it.
You know what, I would be happy to host a book reading at my place for you guys.
Will there be candles?
See, are you romantic?
Don't take my
bro. Romantic.
Oh, Jason.
I am there.
Wow.
You are there.
Man. Jenna is stealing your man, Jason.
How y'all going to steal my thunder? This is my friend.
We'll work it out.
This is my friend.
We'll just send each other, 140 character messages for a bit. And
I bet
see
he'll
if we
respond.
Can humor one another.
I bet he'll respond to Jenna's tweet.
He responded to mine.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, good man.
Yeah. Good man?
Really quickly, probably.
Yeah.
Good man. Oh, you got to read the book, then you'll understand the lexicon.
Yeah, there's different language.
You have to forgive me. I haven't read it yet, but I will.
Oh, when he wrote me back actually pretty quickly, like he said. And when he wrote me, I was like, Kenzie, you wrote me back! Woke up the kids and everything.
When I used to write my favorite authors, whenever they responded to me, at least used to make my day. So I figure you know, why not do the same?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Pierce.
Anything else? You want to get his digits or anything, no. JC? Or?
Oh, yeah. I already got those on the internet.
Oh, okay.
So when are you coming back?
We've already planned romantic dates for
Well, you said
man vacation to Cancun. So
yeah. You said you grew up here listening to JC. When are you coming back to town?
I don't know. I haven't been back in quite a while, but I do need some barbecue.
There you go.
Sonny Bryan is in order, so maybe like maybe January or something.
Well, Pierce lives in L.A.
January.
He lives in L.A., and we're going there in a couple of weeks.
We are. Maybe y'all can hook up for a cocktail.
Yeah, let's go get some cocktails.
I'd love to. Some multiple cocktails, not just one. Come on.
Yeah, multiple. Yeah.
Wow,
or you go to a coffee shop.
I'm listening to your show. I know you guys drink.
Yeah. Mostly Kelly, but.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm about to enter a heavy phase.
Yeah. Hey, Pierce, do you know who took Al's tequila by chance?
No, of course not.
What's that?
Somebody took Al's tequila. Do you know by chance?
Well, he's in California. How would he know?
I feel like Pierce
knows
that.
I saw it on the website, and I don't know, but the tequila gnomes are pretty feisty this time of year. That'd be my
tequila gnomes.
Tequila gnomes. We'll get right on that.
Well, if you want to...
They're relatives of the sock gnomes. They're very devious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you want to find out why JC is crushing so hard on Pierce Brown, you love him for his mind, JC, right? Jenna and I are just going to admit we love him for his body.
I love his book.
No, the fact that he's hot and intelligent, you don't ever find that kind of hybrid.
You got hot and intelligent over here.
Get out of here.
I feel like Pierce and I would be best friends.
You don't even write your name on child support checks. You can't even write a book. Red Rising. Wow. Red Rising by Pierce Brown. Get it now before it becomes a movie and you can say you already knew it first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pierce, thank you so much for surprising me, man.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. And JC, look for Golden Sun in the mail, okay?
Oh, yeah. And if you need a roke for the movie, holla.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right, buddy.
Take a chance on an unknown.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to go try all unknowns.
Oh, who?
You guys can do the whole movie. How about that?
Don't bother with that Ryan Gosling fella. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, you're the same profile. So.
Yeah, come on now. All right, Pierce, have a great day, buddy. I'll see you in a couple
all
weeks.
Right, guys. See you later, JC.
Bye. Are you so excited?
I
know. I didn't know anything about him, but man, now that
was so cool.
Well, while you were talking to him, they were playing clips of him on Kid TV, and man, he's hot.
Oh, just
Jenna's over here fanning herself.
He's really hot.
I am telling you.
He truly is Jenna's type, though. I would have to.
He is.
I'm going to let you have him because I know he'd be so into me.
No. Jenna, you can't because of something.
Why could I not have him? You're in a marriage, and if I were to date him or hook up with him, if that were even a possibility, that means you guys would get to hang out.
I know you would. But if something goes wrong, and then we get to the same point again.
You're already getting to me getting dumped again.
And then I can't be friends with him because I got to choose you because I work with you.
Guys, you're already projecting.
I have a point.
We're going to date and then I'm going to get dumped.
It's a good point. That's a very good point. It's a very good point, Jenna.
You've proven time and time again you can't sustain a successful relationship.
Yeah.
JC's got a great point.
Jenna, you did this to yourself.
It's going while it lasts.
And the timing.
I'm asking for one dude to be friends with. Nobody touch it.
I'm gonna try to touch it. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try.
Every one of my friends that you've dated, Kelly, I don't talk to anymore.
Can't touch that, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly's gonna show him a Red Rising.
Wow. Oh,
well, he'll have to catch me in that 6-week window.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
I'm telling you, read the book. Please.
I will. I'm telling you, I'm the person that, like, after Twilight became a hit and all the novels were written, then I went and read it.
I made my babysitter read the book.
So I'm going to read this so I'll be ahead of the curve. JC, thank you for introducing me to it before I even read it.
What's happening next?
Seriously, I'm sorry. I'm, like, on Twitter, like, where is he?
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Uh-huh.
It's a Kelly Raspberry surprise coming to fruition.
All right.
Because, what was it, about a month ago or so?
A week or two, not even that long.
It's been only a week.
Yeah, you got a message from a listener, right?
Right, she just tweeted, hey, I'm going to be, I don't remember, I don't have it in front of me, the original tweet, but she was like, hey, I'm going to be meeting Britney Spears backstage next month or whatever.
Meeting
you want me to say hey for you? I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was Erica, and then, you know, so I wrote her back, and then she responded to me that she actually was doing this for her brother, Cody, that he he has an illness that, you know, he's not going to live too much longer. And one of his wishes was to go to Britney Spears to meet her. And she said, I'm going to make this happen for him. Britney Spears people got wind of it and paid for everything.
Yeah. They had already raised money to buy tickets and the meet and greet.
That's what they were doing.
And
yeah.
then when her people found out, they decided to cover it all and bring the whole family.
Over the top. And I saw it on, like, I can't stand giving him credit, but Perez Hilton even was reporting about it yesterday.
Oh, a lot of people were reporting
about
it.
Yeah, it was everywhere. And that's where I saw it pop up on the Facebook feed. Somebody had linked it. And I'm like, oh,
Cody's famous.
That's Cody. That's the one we were talking about.
And
yeah.
We actually have Erica on the phone right now. Hey, Erica.
Hey.
How's fame treating you guys now?
You're what?
How's fame treating you guys now?
Corey Facebooked me last night and tagged me and said, I'll see you at this time tomorrow night in Shreveport and you can pick up your famous brother.
Oh, he's loving it, right?
Nice.
Yeah, he knows what's up.
Yeah.
So tell us, I mean, Kelly probably wants to know every detail. Tell us about
I want to know everything from the time you landed in Vegas until you smelled Britney.
Well, I'll tell you that I paid attention to what she was wearing, and it was a really cute pink top and some short shorts and high heels, and she smelled like hairspray.
Yeah, girl, she got to look good. She was about to go perform, right?
Yeah.
It was before she performed?
Yeah, it was right. It was probably an hour before she performed. She already had her makeup done and lots of hair.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to look good for stage. So tell me everything. Was it everything you hoped? You can be honest.
I had a blast. I'm not, you know, a diehard Britney fan like Corey or the other ones out there, but I had a blast, and my dad had a blast, and he wasn't really expecting to either. She puts on a really good show. We didn't get to make it all the way through. Corey got ill, but, I mean, her people were amazing. From the time we got there, Felicia, her assistant, came up to us and catered to Corey. I mean, he was like a rock star. He got to take an open drink onto her stage, which is, you know, no, you can't do that. They let him do that. They let him do whatever he wanted. He said he wanted a picture with Britney by himself, and then he wanted one with his mom, and then he wanted one with, you know, and they were like, whatever you want. That's nice.
That's so cool, because a lot of these meet and greets are literally 5 seconds, if that. It's a, hey, how you doing, picture, boom, boom.
Boom, out.
But you guys actually got to spend some time with Britney.
Yeah, Corey brought her, I guess, and he knew that her favorite candy was Skittles. I don't know how, but he brought her a package of Skittles and a card that he wrote on. He signed my name. He signed everybody's name, and he gave it to her, and she opened it right there and read it. Oh. And, you know, I wasn't close enough to hear. I was just kind of standing back boohooing. But she did. She spent some time with him, and it was really nice.
That's good to know.
Now, did you bring up Kelly Raspberry at any point during your interaction
with
Britney?
Yes, because it's all about me, right?
I just want to know if she at least brought your name up.
Erica Kelly. And Cody said they would say hello on behalf of Kelly Raspberry.
Well, Corey had his own thing, his own ideas, but I did. I said that Kelly Raspberry from the Kid Craddock in the Morning show says hi and that she loves you, and she did kind of look surprised, but she said, "Aw, tell Kelly I love her too."
That's fine.
Well,
I'll take it.
All right,
I'll take it.
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
Aw, I can hear her. Can you? Aw.
How many W's would you think were in that? Aw, like 12? Because the more W's, the less interested someone is.
No.
I think she just looked surprised, like she didn't know that I was friends with Kelly Raspberry.
That's what it is.
I don't think she was expecting that, but. Her assistant did say right after I walked away, and she was like, we all love Kelly here. And so, you know, I believe them.
I don't know if I can handle this. JC is excited about...
My love for Britney got to Britney.
They know, Kelly.
I even had Felicia, her assistant, text me exactly what she said so I could, you know, have proof and show you that she did say that. She said all of us here at Britney love Kelly.
Did you say Kelly
I
Raspberry?
I defend her to the death. I am so happy because it's one thing when Britney says, oh, I'll tell her I love her too because, you know, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
But for Felicia,
Felicia,
it means it's for real.
Hey, Felicia.
He was precious, too. That's the nicest lady I've ever met.
So, Erica, would you say
so happy.
Is Corey, was it everything he had hoped it would be, you think?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad.
I think it was probably more than what any of us, I mean, really, he said the whole time, you know, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to have this picture, and I'm going to tell her this, and I'm going to give her this. And I was kind of the pessimistic one and was like, you know, they're kind of strict, Corey. Yeah. I don't know that you'll be able to take her Skittles or a card. I don't know that you'll be able to take 1,000 pictures with her or anything else.
But he got everything. He got everything he wanted.
Yep.
Well, what else is on Cody's list of, I mean, have you got like other like bucket list items for Cody?
Corey.
I'm sorry.
I know you keep saying
I'm sorry, Corey. They wrote Cody down as I'm looking now. I'm sorry, Corey.
He wanted to go to an A&M game and a Houston Texans game and an Astros game. And this man, Matt Edwards, he actually donated or had people donate tickets to all of those events for Corey.
Awesome.
Well, if you have trouble getting something, you let us know and we see if we can help. Maybe if there's something he really wants to do that he hasn't got connections to do, let us know.
Yeah, we'll help him for sure.
We will. I mean, I'm sure there's stuff that he wants to do.
Hey, he's you know what? He's putting it out in the universe and seeing it coming back to him. He's a believer.
Yeah.
You know?
And Erica, I hear that you brought something back for Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, you did?
I did. She signed a poster.
Oh.
So there's a signed poster. It just has her name and it doesn't look like her name, but I promise it's from her.
You know what? The fact that you even, with all that's going on, with your brother, you did it for him. That was great. The fact that you remembered to say, hey, for me, that's very sweet of you. And I appreciate it, Erica.
I'm glad you guys had fun, Erica.
Yeah, I'm really glad you had a good experience. I would hate to hear that it was less than wonderful.
Text Felicia back and tell her that Kelly loves her, too.
Oh, I'm just so excited. Yeah.
Tell her JC says bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Have a great day, Erica.
Thank you. Your
Corey, we said hey. All right.
Yeah, give your brother a hug for us.
I will.
All right.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So yesterday we played you the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this commercial.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
No, we don't all know this commercial.
Well, you should.
Why?
Well, it's a commercial for a mall, and they just have random people singing in front of different stores.
Yeah,
in the mall.
Employees.
It's been called the worst commercial ever.
It's low budget.
It's so bad, it's good.
It's great.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the star, actually.
Give us a taste, Shannon, of the full thing.
He's 10. Denim,
yeah, why not?
Backpacks, backpacks, come get your backpack.
Boots and pants, and boots and pants.
New shoes. Get yourself an outfit.
Yeah, that rhymes.
Haircut.
Boots and pants, and boots and pants.
Haircut.
New shoes. That's my favorite right there.
So get yourself back to school with East Hills.
Who wouldn't go shopping at East Hills after that?
Right?
You know?
I would.
See, obviously, the people that made the commercial thought the haircut lady was the star. But it's the quiet ones that come up. We know.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Yeah, boots and pants had it going on.
Haircut.
Boots and pants. His name's Tyson, I believe, right?
Okay.
Something like that.
No, but he's having to lay low.
American Eagle put a gag order on Tyson.
Laying low.
Tyson can't talk to us. We just want to talk about
boots and pants and boots and pants.
But they won't let
boots and pants and boots and pants.
And you know what? I would not have known that American Eagle sold boots if it wasn't for him.
I didn't know they sold pants.
I thought it was just pants and shirts.
Oh, no. Boots.
Boots.
Boots and pants and
boots
shirts.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Clearly. I wish he had gone with the fur.
With the fur. There's a new bad commercial out there. Another local business owner put up another shockingly bad commercial up on YouTube. This one's from the Troy restaurant in New York.
What?
New York. The owner talks with a heavy accent about
what
serving.
What was that accent?
Wait, the Troy? It's called Troy.
It's called the Troy restaurant in New York.
Okay.
What was New York?
New York.
Who talks like that?
New Yorkers.
Work on that one.
New York?
Have you ever been to New York? All over the place. Like, hey, welcome to New York, New York.
No, you see.
See, you can't even do it again.
Admit it, you messed
it
up.
Hurts.
New York.
So accents are not my forte. I apologize for that. The owner talks with a heavy accent, but he's talking about serving medieval food.
Welcome to the Empire of Taste. How many excuses do you need to eat great food? Correct, none. Do you ever wonder what your ancestors during the early ages or medieval era ate for lunch? What was for dinner? What they'd beaten at night? Raw meat, live fish, screaming birds. Remember, fridge was not invented yet. No gimmicks, no kidding. Just the best of the past.
The boss.
Simply Sad. The Empire of Taste.
Simply Sad.
High five.
For some, it's Simply Sad.
Where is he from?
High five.
Medieval.
New Jock. Clearly.
Don't call it New Jock.
New Jock.
Now, where'd you get that? What were you thinking with that?
I heard his accent. I was trying to fit in
new
with my
jock.
Dude. New Jock. New Jock. New Joke.
Okay. New jokes.
New joke. I already gave you two new jokes today. No more.
Keep them wanting more.
Gotta save the rest.
Keep them wanting more this good day.
Keep you wanting one. And Kelly, we were just talking about the ice challenge. Yeah. Everybody's all mad about the
Well, some people, not
water.
Everybody. Yeah, we're getting a lot of pictures.
Oh, did you see Kristen Stewart?
Nah, I don't watch Kristen
I saw
Stewart.
Her and that guy and that Nicholas
that
Holt
Jennifer
do it
Lawrence.
Together,
yeah.
Right? But I didn't watch the video. I just saw
She's
the
She's like, it's dirty bath water. Make sure you conserve water in L.A.
Thanks, Kristen Stewart.
Yeah. They sat down and dunked their heads
bath
in the bucket from their knees.
That's fine.
For like 10 seconds, and then they got up and dumped it.
There you go. All right. Well,
at least she's bathing.
If you haven't,
true.
Have you watched the Demetria Ice Bucket Challenge?
Is that the lady, the
it's
big black lady?
So far, it's my
better way of saying it.
It's my favorite because she's doing it all wrong.
It's the worst one, you think?
I don't know if it's the
best because it's
yeah,
the worst.
She's just doing it really wrong.
At this point, they're all so run-of-the-mill. It's like it's nice to stand out in a bad way.
She does stand out. And then but instead of challenging people, she starts doing shout-outs.
Okay,
let's hear it.
She doesn't understand what it's about.
Yeah. Let's take a listen.
Okay, I'm Lady Sweet Escape, Vice President of Dignified Queen Social Club. I have accepted this water challenge. But I'm going to go ahead and call out who I'm going to call.
First of all,
it's not a water challenge.
What water challenge?
Yeah, she doesn't know what it is.
I'm just doing
no
a water
idea.
Challenge.
She doesn't even know if it's for charity. She's just out there sitting
in
the chair
water
trying to get a bucket of water on her head.
And right. Then she's going to call out people.
So we're calling out Marquette Williams,
shout out.
A.K.A. Lady Demise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're calling out Lady Loyal,
shout
Feisty,
out.
A.K.A.
Lady Mocha, Mesmerize.
Yes, shut up.
You have 24 hours to complete this challenge.
Or what?
Or donate $100 to... organization Bottles and Book Bags here in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, she's just making up her own.
Yeah.
Okay. Hurry up. I mean, they really trying to do me right now. Octavius, I'm ready to get this over with.
King Octavius.
What's up, though? Right down. I didn't mean to say that. No, wait a minute.
It's
don't
go down
my head. Do not dump it on top of my head.
Don't do it, black woman's hair.
Okay, sit down. Shoulders.
It's okay.
Oh,
but the whole video, like, we had to shorten
that's
it.
That's the edited version.
Yeah,
yeah she,
it's like 5 minutes or something. Because every time she sits in the chair,
She freaks out
and hops right back up. And then she sends another
like
shout out
minutes.
To Mesmerize.
Wait, those
else.
Names or something else.
Mesmerize? You don't have
was
friends
she,
named Mesmerize?
She yelling at her kid named King Octavius.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Ken and Tavius. Was it King Octavius?
Was it Ken and Tavius or King Octavius?
I don't know, maybe.
I need a
the
nickname.
The shout out Columbia, South Carolina. That's my people.
That's your people, girl.
Demetria.
Okay, I'm Lady Sweet Escape.
Lady Sweet Escape.
I forgot. I left before they started giving each other fun names.
When you have a... AKA, you can't have another AKA. She's like, I'm Queen Escape.
Yes,
and
you
then,
can have more than one name. Diddy, Sean, Puffy, Daddy Combs. Yeah. Yes, you can.
But he changed his. He didn't have all of them at the same time.
Wait, she had more than one now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Lady Sweet Escape, Vice President of Dignified Queen Social Club.
Oh, that's okay. That's our organization. Sorry, my bad.
Victified.
Dignified Queens.
Queen.
The Victified chapter's in New York.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.